listening to New England Public Radio News. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is the shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. And joining us today in studio, Ron Chmielis, columnist with the Springfield Republican newspaper, and on the line, Larry Parnas, investigations editor with the Berkshire Eagle. Welcome to you both.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This week, Southern Vermont College in Bennington announced it plans to close in a few months amid mounting debt and sagging enrollment. It's the latest small college in New England to face difficulty recently. Southern Vermont students can go to the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts in nearby North Adams to finish their degrees. James Burge is MCLA's president.
I think there's a close relationship among all higher ed institutions that are small liberal arts schools who want their students to do well. That's certainly our approach here.
So, Ron, another New England college closes. If the current trend continues, how much of an impact will this have in the region?
Well, I think it's already having a tremendous impact, and I think it's having a psychological impact as well. As you probably know, Hampshire College in Amherst is dealing with it, and people are protesting because there's layoffs, but I have some sympathy for these people. There has to be a solution, and the status quo is not the solution. There are other colleges considering this. This is bordering on a crisis, and I don't see it getting better without some very radical different views and approaches by these different institutions.
And speaking, Larry, kind of on what Ron is mentioning, UMass announced this week it plans to get into the online college business because the number of students in New England is declining. What do you think about this way to try to stem the tide?
Well, I guess it's too late to have children during the start of the Great Recession, so there's just not bodies in the pipeline. The university's decision to get into deeper into online education, because they already have a pretty robust program, is looking at, the UMass president's calculation was the loss of as many as 50,000 college-age students in 7 years. Colleges and universities are going to face a very large reckoning, and it's partly because of the digital age. It's there, and it's going to be, we're going to see a continuing parade of small marginal schools, coming into crisis.
Also this week, we read about foreclosure auctions being on the rise in Berkshire County. The number jumped by 19% from 2017 to 2018. The upward trend was also true in Hampden County over the same time frame by about 6%. And there was also a sizable increase statewide. Larry, you reported on this in the Eagle. What's going on here?
Well, the real estate market in general, at least in Berkshire County and certainly Eastern Mass, is doing okay. In fact, it's brighter out in Western Mass than it's been for a while. But the number of foreclosures is just a sign that for some the pain of the Great Recession just has not eased, and it's kind of a haves and haves not situation. One of the executives of this real estate company in Boston that I spoke to said that it's just an example of the unequal distribution of pain when it comes to economic dislocation, and it's certainly being felt.
Ron, is there more that can be done to help property owners who are in trouble?
Well, I think my instinctive answer to that is yes, but I'd have to really give a lot of thought to it and trust people with more financial wisdom than I to come up with them. I do feel, and I think Larry's alluding to this, is that the status quo, just letting it work itself out, it's not worked itself out. I think the recession exacerbated the differences between people who could comfortably get through these times and people who are struggling. And yeah, and that's still a problem, and these numbers, I think, reflect that.
So problems with job loss and even static or sluggish pay in the region is a factor here, because cost of living goes up and people don't have the job base to cover their mortgages. And the most important thing that they should try to do is reach out for help. The Berkshire County Regional Housing Authority has free foreclosure counseling, but they say people come in and say, my foreclosure is next week. It's way too late.
Staying in the Berkshires for a moment, a study committee released its recommendation on seasonal passenger train service between Pittsfield and New York City. The report calls for pilot service to begin next year with one northbound train on Fridays and a return trip on Sundays during the tourist season. Funding still does need to be secured for the project. State Senator Adam Hines is part of the committee.
We hope that this will start to capture the more than 500,000 households in Manhattan alone that do not have cars.
Ron, the hope here is to bring more visitors to the Berkshires. Can this idea work with such a limited schedule?
Well, it won't work without some serious funding, and that's the part that hasn't been worked out. But I do think it can work. A limited schedule is a safe exploration into the process. It makes sense. I think it's necessary. I know Berkshire County relies, and for that matter, Franklin County relies on tourism. So to encourage that, I think you got to go ahead and try.
Now, Larry, what about when these folks get to Pittsfield without cars? Public transportation isn't exactly a strong suit in the Berkshires right now.
I thought you were going to pick them up, Adam.
They probably wouldn't want to get in my car.
Okay. I think that's the missing piece here, but there's plans to try to enhance the number of rental car agencies that that can operate near the where the train station is and where the trains will pull in. I think for Hines, this is a pretty amazing feat to have gotten it this far as a two-year pilot project. But as Ron was just saying, this is like going to be $500,000 to operate each year, and they're anticipating less than half of that in revenue. So it is a seriously subsidized effort. It could work, but if you have to get a train to Pittsfield, $150 for a round trip, and you still have to rent a car, why don't you just grab a zip car in Manhattan and have the freedom of coming up and controlling your schedule? That's the part of it that I just don't see how that all works out for households and their wish to have some freedom in terms of their own travel times.
And finally this week, here's a fact. We're all getting older. And with that out of the way, once you get to a certain age, of course, there's privileges that go along with it, like senior discounts at restaurants and movie theaters. Ron, you recently wrote these discounts are a mixed blessing.
Well, first of all, if you're not getting old, that's a bigger problem. Secondly,
that would be news.
That would be news. You wouldn't hear it, but that would be news. It's a mixed blessing because it's a reminder. I refer to the fact that somebody gave me the discount without even asking if I was old enough to qualify. So I had mixed feelings about that. I took my $2.50, but I realized that time is moving on. And a lot of seniors rely on this sort of thing. I don't know that all of them do, but I know businesses have to offer them. But again, it's a reminder that time is passing and it's affecting us all.
Larry?
Everybody should read Ron's column. It's priceless. It's very entertaining.
Larry, what are your thoughts about senior discounts?
I agree with many of the things Ron had to say in his column. One of them is this is a group of people who are in many ways more affluent than other age groups. And I think they ought to share the wealth. I think the discounts ought to be just
fixed income
for everybody.
Fixed income discount.
That's right.
All right, Larry Parnas of the Berkshire Eagle and Ron Chmelis of the Springfield Republican, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, happy to be here.
Thank you.
And thank you, our loyal listeners of The Shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. And remember, you can catch us at any time wherever you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast hub. Also, listen to Beacon Hill and 5, our weekly check-in at the Massachusetts State House. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Radio.